Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Phone number here at Free Talk Live is 603-283-6160. The number again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
And Nikki.
And Rich.
You got to come up with something more than just "and Nikki." You know, once in a while, just to...
Nikki Sunshine, LPN, midwife-to-be, yoga instructor, sister, niece, granddaughter.
Sniper?
No, not really, no? But could be.
Marksman?
No.
Okay.
No.
Firearms operator?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Operator.
Operator.
That's
aficionado.
That's weirdly a big deal in like the firearms community.
To operate a firearm?
Well, whether or not you're a legit operator or not.
What is that? Are you like
Are you fed?
Yeah.
Are you
no?
Or like, do you flag people? Is your finger on the trigger? Like safety type stuff or?
No, just you know.
Can you shoot it?
There are people that are like actual operators. And those that are just users of said firearm.
I'm probably closer to a user of said firearm than an operator.
Proficiency level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, are you still teaching? Is that a thing that you do? Yeah? Okay.
No, all right. But sure.
We'll talk about that off air.
Let's revisit that in like a month.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right. That's fair. Let's go to the phones because we have Sarah in New Mexico on hold. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah, Sarah. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Sarah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. We made it another year, and then I did not catch COVID or the flu, but I wanted to call in about the flood control. They have quite a bit of a flood control system from the monsoon season that we have in Albuquerque, and from the Rio Grande. And so this is like a big deal for all the places where they have rivers.
Damn.
So taming the Nile was like a big project.
Damn.
The Nile?
Right.
Going through Albuquerque?
No, that's it. Like, anytime there's a big river, they get all this rain when it melts from the snow. And it used to just kind of irrigate moisturize the land, water the land any way that they wanted to.
You put a farm next to a river and you have a water source for your crops.
It's like the Fertile Crescent.
Yeah, but you know what? Now they have really sophisticated ways of saving the water or funneling the water. They have the dams or arroyos. I just never thought that it was that much involved. You know what I mean?
So how did you learn about this?
I was walking through the trail, and I've seen pictures of when the Albuquerque used to be flooded. I mean, I'm like, I've never knew that it does that. So that when they don't have, like, the channels, the arroyos and the dams and the floods, where all the water drains off into the streets and they collect it and have a major system. Otherwise, I've seen pictures of cars and everything being flooded in the 1920s.
Oh, yeah. Before they did all of the flood control stuff, there would be, during what you're calling the monsoon season, and this occurs in most of the desert land down there in the, we'll call it the Southwest, there would be flash floods.
Yeah.
Like literally, yeah. Like mass flash floods that would wipe out, you know, encampments and, you know, anybody who, you know, was nearby. So it wasn't until the folks in the cities, you know, got together and were like, hey, we better do something when these you know, monsoons, these torrential downpours come to prevent this from happening. Yeah. So
thank your government and the Army Corps of Engineers.
Well, I'm just wondering if this is like the universes or the earths or God, whatever you believe in, if this is their way of saying, don't live here.
Well, outside of that, I'll say yes to that. And I'll also say yes to the desert was not made for humans to live in.
Well, and that's what I always think, because people always talk about how New Hampshire is uninhabitable and you can't homestead up here because it's too cold. We have such short growth
seasons. That's horse hockey.
My family has lived in this area for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And I'm here, so clearly we survived, you know, so it's just so much easier to live off the land in a climate. And obviously, you know, like South Carolina might be a little bit easier, but it's still definitely
where Sarah's at in New Mexico literally sucks. And I don't mean that as like a rip on like the culture. I mean that the desert sucks the life out of everything it touches. Yeah. That's what it does. And the same thing would go for like Las Vegas, right? You know, here is man trying to play God by saying, you know what? We can pump water in from elsewhere and we can turn this area into a livable area.
I mean, pretty successfully then.
Until those systems fail.
Yeah, okay. Until like the whole system collapses, you know, talk about like apocalypse style or collapse of the state when you don't have those systems anymore. I mean, a lot of people are going to go without drinking water. And
living off the land in a desert is far less easy than living off the land in a, you know, a non-desert environment.
And I will say, if you've ever heard of Earthships, Sarah, I don't know if you've ever heard of Earthships, but I believe
Taos, New Mexico.
Yep, so it's this guy, and I'm totally blanking on his name, but essentially the concept...
Michael Reynolds.
Yes.
Wow.
So essentially the concept is you have these houses that are built out of trash, and it's essentially built into the land, and it collects rainwater, and even though there's only a few inches of rain there a year, it is so efficient that depending on the size of your roof... You can live off of that little amount of water
whole
year long.
And what the Earthship does is it takes that amount of rainwater, it waters the crops that are growing both outside and inside of the house, because there's a built-in greenhouse inside of the house. So it's watering all of that. After it does that, then it goes into a purification area where it comes back as drinking water, and then it goes from there into what we call sort of gray water, which you can like do your laundry in, you can use it to flush the toilet, that kind of a thing, and then it goes into its own septic system, and then it goes back out into the sort of the roof of the abode where it waters and, you know, refertilizes whatever crops are there.
So I have a question. In your opinion, then, like barring all of these engineering and ingenuity fixes, right, where on earth is it optimal for human habitation?
Right here.
What do you mean? No.
Optimal. It's a matter of your preference, right? You could adapt yourself.
I really like the Pacific Northwest for that reason. I don't like the Pacific Northwest because, well, they lean left, right? Okay. Like culturally, that was my big... Also, like, they tax everything, and it's impossible to live because it's too expensive. But climate... Wise
That's
alone.
What I'm talking about.
Climate-wise alone, the Pacific Northwest, we're talking the greater Seattle area, west of the mountains there, western Washington, Oregon, you know, some of Canada there as it sort of goes up. That whole area rarely gets above 85 degrees, rarely gets below 35.
Okay.
They rarely have winter. If they do, it's for like maybe a week.
No hurricanes, monsoons, tornadoes?
The only worry is the earthquake.
Okay.
Right, because they're on the fault line, right? Big one, but you're right. No tornadoes, no hurricanes, and that kind of thing. It's beautiful. The growing season is super long. You can grow almost anything. And if you want winter, you can just climb a mountain. There you are. You got winter. So skiing is huge out there. You know, sledding, all that kind of stuff. You can do all your winter stuff. You just have to drive to it.
Okay.
I still keep my answer up here.
Okay.
No. And I plan. I plan on building an off-grid house here.
I got it that it's doable here, Right, but I'm talking about, you know, optimal for human habitation.
I guess like, maybe like the Carolinas, here. Like okay. North Carolina, South Carolina.
Well, but they get the hurricanes going up the coast all the time.
More inland than in the mountains.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. I'm sticking with Pacific Northwest for those specific reasons, right? I think
well, that's
optimal.
Why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Right, because if you're in New Mexico and you're worrying about floods, right, and they have to engineer that away, where don't they have to do that kind of stuff?
You know, the Midwest would be another, you know, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, that kind of thing. That
might except be a consideration. Winter.
Well, okay, but you get winter here, too, so.
I didn't suggest here was the answer.
More free.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Come on.
in the nicky of time.
She gets more cable wrapped around her earpiece after every break.
Yeah. Look at you.
I don't know.
You want to take that off and untangle it real quick?
No, I'm just going to leave it like this.
All right. Well, it is Free Talk Live.
Some guys are in the bed.
TOEFL number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's me, Captain.
It's me, Nikki.
It's me, Richie Rich.
What are we talking about now?
I don't know.
Oh, wait.
I think we got to move on.
I have something prepped. Hang on.
Oh.
Where did it go?
So professional.
I've lost my prep. We were talking about the Pope.
Well, I think we wrapped the Holy Trinity story.
We did.
Took a phone call.
Continuing on with Sexy Sunday.
Ooh.
Sort of.
Okay.
This isn't sexy, but you'll understand why I segued that into Sexy Sunday in just a second. This from NewYorkPost.com. Man with World War I explosive lodged in his rectum sparks bomb scare and hospital evacuation.
Bomb, 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 bomb in the bum.
Bomb, 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 bomb in the bum, bum. Bomb in the bum. Yeah, bomb in the bum.
Bomb in the bum.
I'm surprised they made the hospital evacuate.
Bomb in the bum.
It was a live bomb, potentially.
From World War One. I mean, at that point, I mean, if it was going to explode, it would have exploded in his butt already. It
gives new meaning to explosive diarrhea.
Oh, man. Remember, folks, tread lightly.
Right, right. I don't want to get a note from the producers. Any of them.
I just like that we talked about this a bit beforehand, and Nikki has experience with this as a nurse.
Yeah. Well, not personal. I've never been
an emergency.
I've never worked in the emergency department. Well, I have once or twice, but never, not enough. I've never seen anything up somebody's butt.
At work.
Okay, that's the phrase you're not supposed to say.
Okay, well.
No.
But at any rate,
I feel like I was trapped into that.
People do come in, and this is more common than we suspect?
Oh, yeah.
How so?
So I'm actually a member of this group on Instagram, or I follow a page on Instagram, rather, and it's a radiology page. And every Friday, I wish I remembered what it was called because it's such a funny name that they have for it. But basically what they do is they have doctors and nurses and other radiology techs share x-rays of different things that are in people's rectum that come into, so foreign objects that people are coming into the hospital to remove.
Not and domestic objects.
Apparently.
Foreign objects. Feral objects.
Apparently, it's always the same story. Like, whenever a guy comes in, he's never honest about it, right? He's never like, yeah, you know, I was doing some stuff and got stuck, whatever.
He's like, I was watching Steve-O.
He's like... I don't know. I just sat down on the chair, and my girlfriend left this can of Lysol there.
Wow. Is this where Elf and Myself comes from?
Apparently.
Every time he opens his mouth, it sprays out.
Which was actually part of the story that one of my coworkers told me. We asked him, because he was an ER nurse, and we were like, you got to tell us. What is the craziest thing that you've seen in regards to that? And it was Febreze.
Okay.
And he said every time the guy, like, coughed or moved, it would spray.
And not smell, so that's kind of like a good thing, right? I mean...
I guess so.
You know, no crop dusting for him.
No.
Speaking of Febreze, I've heard, and I've never corroborated this, that Febreze, when it first came out, was unscented.
Correct.
And failed miserably in the market.
Oh.
So they had to add the Febreze scent to it so people could tell that it was working.
See,
and it was activating.
I like unscented stuff. I'm not a fan of artificial fragrances.
Yeah, I buy the unscented fabric softener, you know, that kind of stuff.
And I mean, I like essential oils and some other, like, natural fragrances, but I don't like the, you know, hormonal disruptive properties and all the other, like, toxins that are in artificial fragrances.
Well, the market has decided people like Febreze as a fragrance.
Yeah.
More so than just odor remover.
Well, they're wrong.
Well, this case left doctors shell-shocked. Says the article.
More puns.
A French hospital was partially evacuated, which is also another term for, you know, moving your bowels, right? Yeah. So, yeah, this is going to be innuendo all the way.
And it was French.
A French hospital was partially evacuated Saturday after a senior citizen arrived with a World War I artillery shell lodged in his rectum.
Probably kept it from one of the battles he was in.
Just one of the fringe things that people don't think about when they think about statism is the trash it leaves behind and the people who get harmed by it.
Okay.
So, the 88-year-old patient... 88.
With a bomb in the bum.
With a bomb in the bum. Bomb in the bum, a dang a bang bang. The 88-year-old
bang a bang bang.
Bomb in the bum, a bang a bang, diggy diggy. Something about up jump the boogie. Yeah.
Up something.
The 88-year-old patient visited Hospital Saint Meuse in Toulon. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Toulon. Toulon.
Yeah, the bomb Toulon. Was definitely Toulon for where it was.
To have the antique explosive removed, but instead sparked a bomb scare, French publication Var Maten reported. An emergency occurred. You know, I was thinking, like, if he, like, you know, just tried to, like, go sit on the toilet for a while, see if he could work it out himself, it gives new meaning to, like, blow up the John. An emergency occurred.
Where are you going, Dave? Good trying to blow up the John.
From 9 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Okay. 2.5 hours. On Saturday evening, that required the intervention of a bomb disposal personnel. They called in the bomb squad.
This is not my jurisdiction.
So, is this before or after they removed it?
Oh, this is so the emergency occurred while it, I assume, well, it's still in.
Yeah, right. That's why he's in the emergency room.
And then they called in the bomb squad, apparently. Like,
we're not touching it. It could be a bomb.
And then evacuated the adult and pediatric, as well as the division of incoming emergencies, a hospital spokesperson stated. So those areas of the hospital, they evacuated. We had to manage the risk in a reactive framework, the rep added. When in doubt, we took all precautions.
Yep.
They do show a picture of... a doctor holding a shell.
It's that, really big.
And it looks used. Wonder how long he's been using it. I don't really want to know.
That is much larger.
Probably not the first time. First time it got stuck.
So, I'm not going to kink shame him. It's fine.
Bomb disposal experts, probably never seen anything like this before, at the scene determined there was little possibility the shell would explode inside the man. They didn't say it was impossible, right?
Little possibility.
Again, I'm not going to kick shame him.
All right.
They reassured us by telling us it was a collector's item from the First World War, used by the French military.
Adam and Eve product of the year. Coming up.
Stunned doctors subsequently began the process of trying to remove the object. We'll tell you more about the object and what happened in the rest of this particular story coming up here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. It's Christmas and it's Sunday. More coming up.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. As many as 35 people have died from the holiday weekend storm across a dozen states. Thousands of travelers were stranded from the weather at airports on Christmas weekend. Police say a husband and wife were killed at a Jehovah's Witnesses Kingdom Hall in Colorado. The deaths were believed to be a murder-suicide, according to local authorities. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's ready to negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine. His comments come after at least 10 people were killed from a Russian missile strike on Christmas Eve in the Ukrainian city of Kherson, an act that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned as, quote, absolute evil. The Powerball jackpot grows after lottery officials said there were no winners in Saturday's drawing. Monday's top prize will be worth an estimated $200 million. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why Internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We are back, and we're live, and we're in the studio. I'm the captain. Who are you?
I'm Nikki.
Who are you?
I'm Richie Rich.
We are your hosts here at Free Talk Live.
We are Free Talk Live.
We are, at least for the rest of the evening, anyway. 603-283-6160. Before we go on, I want to tell you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th Annual Fork Fest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Fork Fest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. For 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before Pork Fest. Fork Fest is decentralized. That means there's no ticket cost and no one's in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Please visit forkfest.party.
Yeehaw!
And God willing, get to meet all your favorite Free Talk Live hosts.
And crash my wedding.
All of the above, yes. I plan to do all of those things. Although I think I've been officially invited, so I won't technically be crashing unless I fall asleep during your wedding, in which case I would be crashing.
Well, I was talking to the listeners in listener land.
Did you RSVP properly?
No.
I just crashed.
Hey, I'm coming.
Nope. You gotta use the website. I built a website. Use the website.
Oh, I guess I didn't read the whole invitation.
That's what I built it for.
Yeah.
Guess it helps if you read the whole invitation.
Yeah.
At any rate, we were talking about bomb and a bum.
Bomb and a bum. Bang to dang.
Bang, diggy. Like a popsicle or like a
candy. Don't be such an idiot.
Something.
Up jumped the boogie or something. Yeah, bomb and a bum.
Like the rocket pops.
Yeah.
We have more to say about
white and blue popsicles.
We have more to say about the bomb and a bum, but first let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David.
Yeah, you hear me?
David.
We can hear
you like it,
loud
it's
wind.
Like your phone's in your pocket or something.
I don't even want to know where it is after the last story.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better. What's on your mind?
It's been evacuated.
It's Christmas. It's still Christmas, just like it was 24 hours ago.
Yeah, Merry
so I thought
Christmas.
I would, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too. I thought I would give the rest of America, actually it extends beyond America, another Christmas present. Yeah, in the form of another act of civil disobedience.
Oh, good. As long as it's not a bomb to bomb.
No. I just want to violate a court order again. That's all.
All right. Let's do it.
So John J. Romero, Jr. in New Mexico, judge, family court, presiding judge, children's court, Albuquerque. You had written, whatever proper grammar, an order for me to not have any contact with my children, David Olson, O-L-S-O-N, like me. And his little sister, my daughter Paisley Olson, although their names may have clandestinely, illegally been changed to either Elich, E-L-I-C-H, or Madaria.
Okay.
And so I want to say Merry Christmas, David, and Merry Christmas, Paisley. And let me give you a little history. I did this once before, I've done it many times before, but there was a particular time about 15 years ago, I innocently put it out in the ether. I wrote a few words on Facebook at the time. This was back in about, 2008. And I wrote, and my children were in diapers at the time, both of them, Paisley and David. They were 1 and 2.
Okay.
And I wrote, I love you, David. I love you, Paisley. And the baby mama saw that. And notified her attorney, and they filed a motion for contempt.
Seriously?
And Judge Angela Jewell, the wife of Children's Court judge as well, Tommy Jewell, she fined me 1 hour of lawyer time, which was in today's dollars, $300.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't pay the $300 for saying, I love you, David, I love you, Paisley, I would go to jail. And
family court, welcome to it.
Welcome to it, yeah. So I'm not scared no more, Angela. Not scared no more, John J. Romero Jr. So you know what? I could use a 6 month vacation with free rent and 3 squares a day, hops in the cot. So you know, bring it on. Find me in contempt. Throw me in jail for 6 months for defying your order to not have any contact with my own biological children, based on nothing, basically.
I appreciate you violating the, what is it? Is it an order?
Yeah, it's a judge's order. John J. Romero Jr. signed it himself.
It just blows my mind that your whole story regards to your children just blows my mind. And every time I learn something else about it, it just keeps getting worse and worse. Like,
well, not every time.
Well,
I'm too much. Merry Christmas. I'm not giving you too much guff tonight.
You guys actually only heard about like 2% of all the little juicy details like that.
Yeah, but I mean that's mostly because you repeat yourself the whole story every time.
Yeah, you
got to
give us new details every time.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
That's all I was getting at, but I'm going to be too much tonight.
David, Merry Christmas, dude.
Same thing. Well, you can say Merry Christmas to David Olson Jr. and to Paisley.
And Merry Christmas to David Jr. and Paisley as well. Thanks for the call. Have a great night.
That's such a beautiful name. That's a cute name.
I was going to ask him if Paisley wore Paisley diapers.
I think he did better with the names.
I don't think she's in diapers anymore.
Well, he probably wouldn't even know because he didn't get to have any contact with the kids. So, yeah. So,
right.
Yeah, no, his
you don't case, know what she's into.
What's heinous about his case is that he's not the only one.
Oh, of course not.
Right? And this is what family court does to families routinely.
It's just wild to me that they could even order a father to never be able to see their children ever again, to not even post something on Facebook or write them a letter. Yeah. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
If you want to see a cross-section of how heinous family court can be, watch a documentary called Divorce Corp. CRP.
Yeah.
Because it goes into detail of just how evil and how in cahoots the judges and lawyers are with each other, so much so that it's just a scam to milk a bunch of money out of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Ruin lives. That's
all it is.
So get those gang members out of there.
Yeah. So swinging back around to the bomb to bum. The bomb disposal experts at the scene determined there was little possibility the shell would explode inside the dude.
Phew.
Stunned doctors subsequently began the process of trying to remove the object, which measured almost 8 inches long and more than 2 inches wide from the man's rectum.
He's 88?
Yeah. It's believed the pervy... Listen to this sentence. It's believed the pervy patient inserted the item inside himself for sexual pleasure.
Well, yeah.
I can't imagine another reason.
I thought he just sat on it.
It's believed. This is from a doctor. An apple, a mango, or even a can of shaving foam. We are used to finding unusual objects inserted where they shouldn't be. But a shell? Never.
I fell, I swear. I just fell and...
Medics were forced to take the elderly man into surgery, cutting open his abdomen in order to remove the relic.
That is hardcore.
Whoa. Cut open his abdomen to remove?
Escalated quickly.
Yeah.
So he basically
can't
got
just stick your hand in there?
He got a C-section.
I feel so inadequate with those dimensions.
Sounds like he got a C-section.
It does.
Right, yeah. Well, he doesn't have a uterus, but...
Okay,
cut into the abdomen. He's going to have that scar under his belly.
Yeah.
According to the hospital, he is now in good health and expected to make a full recovery.
He's going to do it again.
Well,
guaranteed. I'll put money on that.
Because they went in through the stomach.
So,
like, they left that back end all, like, normal and good to go.
There are things called stoppers that prevent things from getting lost.
He probably thought the rim of the shell would be enough.
Apparently not.
603-283-6160. Still more Free Talk Live coming.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Like that snap of authority?
It so, works, though. I was like, all right, we're...
It's Pavlovian.
Very Pavlovian.
If you need to get your girlfriend's attention, just go ahead and snap your finger. Or clap. She'll come right to attention.
Clapping works, too. But, so I've played that card game Magic the Gathering.
You have?
Yes, with people who drink and or partake in the marijuana. And so, like, and these are, like, we'll call them engineer-level people, right?
Nerds,
but, like, you know, their jobs...
Like high-level nerds.
But their jobs are, like, nerds. Yeah, their jobs are, like, software programmer or mechanical engineer or that kind of stuff. So,
well-paid nerds.
So... As you can imagine, the ADD is strong, particularly when you get a couple of cocktails in you and you know, some marijuana's flowing. And so we would do a thing where, in order to pass the turn, we would, okay, your turn. We would clap and then point at the person whose turn it was, and that seemed to work.
Huh?
Yeah, so, little tips on gaming from the Reverend Captain Kickass here on this Christmas edition of Free Talk Live. I have one serious thing to talk about, but first I want to say thank you to Benjamin Munson. Benjamin Munson is a gold-level amplifier, and that means he gives $25 a month to the AMPS program, where we advertise, market, promote, and support amps.freetalklive.com. What does this money go for, you might ask? Well, we're on somewhere around 200 radio stations now. We could be on 250, 300. It's not out of the question. We're on some satellite stations. We could expand that. There's a lot of things that we could be doing that we're not doing. If you enjoy this program, the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the message of freedom, peace, and prosperity that we bring, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. There are some perks. There's different levels. It's like a Patreon-type setup, if you're familiar with that.
The biggest perk is you get the whole show in podcast form.
That's true. Commercial-free.
Yeah.
So thank you, Benjamin Munson, for your contribution to Free Talk Live. We appreciate you. All right. Business is out of the way. The one serious thing I want to talk about is this is breaking news from yesterday at 1:50 p.m. It's about Sam Bankman-Fried and the government, apparently. By government, I mean the United States government.
All right.
A secret back channel between FTX and White House was closed the day after FTX filed for bankruptcy.
Not surprised.
A secret back channel between FTX and the Biden White House shut down the day after FTX filed. In November, TGP reported, oh, this is from the Gateway Pundit, by the way. TGP reported that billions were sent to Ukraine from the U.S. Ukraine took some of his money and invested it in FTX. FTX then took millions of dollars and invested them in U.S. politicians. The far-left Washington Post reported on March 3rd that Ukraine was dealing in crypto. The Ukrainian government has gathered more than $42 million in cryptocurrency donations since Saturday, plus digital artwork, including a limited edition worth roughly $200,000, according to blockchain analytics firm Elliptic. The challenge is how the country cashes in on these assets to fund its war needs. I find it interesting that governments are transacting in cryptocurrency.
Yep.
I wonder if they have a license.
Well, they're the license issuer. So.
Okay, but
even if they didn't,
does it mean they have one?
I mean, do cops break the law?
Shouldn't they be, you know, SWAT teaming themselves if they have no license?
Yeah, they should be doing things I can't say on the radio.
Right.
So a lot of things written into the law, right, exclude the behavior of cops. So they are, in fact, not breaking the law because the exclusion is written in for them.
They can also do things that I can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, they go through some sort of recap of the Sam Bankman-Fried escapades. And they go on to say, now we've learned that FTX and the Biden White House participated in a back channel that was closed the day after FTX went bankrupt. Sean McElwee had a Slack channel at Data for Progress that became a rolling conversation between McElwee, Biden admin officials, and some well-known reporters. And the day after FTX filed for bankruptcy and SBF resigned as CEO, McElwee abruptly shuttered the channel. This all came from a report at Far Left Politico. And just part of it says, McElwee went through a libertarian phase as an undergraduate at the King's College, and he still held on to some of his Cato-inspired beliefs as he drifted left.
So not even really all that libertarian if it's Cato.
Right. There are.
I don't even know what that is.
The Cato Institute?
Yeah.
They're a policy, think tank that leans a little bit towards libertarians.
So they're conservatives?
But they're like the worst libertarians. Yeah. They're like at the edge of libertarianism.
Yeah. It sort of leans left, but it's at the edge of libertarianism. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not quite as bad as like C4SS.
Well, I would disagree with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think the Cato's worse?
I think C4SS is more libertarian than the Cato Institute.
Oh wow. Okay. Shows you how much I'm paying attention.
Well, I could be wrong, but that's just my general opinion.
As he drifted left, there are strict limits on hard money donations, which go directly from individuals to candidate campaigns. His view was that those campaign finance rules violated his First Amendment rights, one of his friends told Playbook. So they reported on Thursday that Democrat operative and close advisor to Bankman-Fried said, named Sean McElwee, had a direct back channel set up with the White House. So a Slack chat between this obvious, I don't want to say.
He's the Fed.
He must be. I mean, why would you be communicating with the White House while you're defrauding people, and then why would this channel get shut down?
Yeah.
You know, there's just so many questions surrounding this whole existence of FTX, the relationship with government, what's happening to the money. You want to talk about money laundering? Yeah, it's here.
So, okay, so early on when the FTX news first broke, like, I wasn't all that convinced that it was necessarily a bad thing. Like, I will say that early on, right, Sam Bankman-Fried, or Fraud, if you want, like, only did one thing wrong.
Okay. Right?
And that's everything that he did he did with other people's money.
Okay.
Right?
I remember you mentioning something like that, yeah.
Right. So everything that he did, if he had done it with his own money, right, would have been run-of-the-mill behavior within the cryptocurrency community.
Right.
And the greater cryptocurrency community, right, is no longer libertarian at its core. Right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely not. Yeah.
Right. So why would we expect cryptocurrency companies, organizations, or whatever to not do what's best for business for them and their shareholders potentially
right.
by getting in bed with the government if that's where the maximum amount of money can be made, right?
But now,
you know, he did it with other people's money, which is clearly wrong, and even the money laundering, right? The only reason that that's a bad thing is because in our minds, it's the government who's doing it. Right? Like, who cares if it were liberty-minded individuals or libertarians, like laundering money through illicit activities as a way to hide taxes from the government? We would be thumbs up, like, good on you. You're a good agorist. Do as much of that as you can because screw the government and don't give them anything you can. So launder away.
Well, this sounds more like the government funding somebody's campaign.
Yeah.
Right, which, I mean, at least in the eyes of, you know, most of the citizenry would be a no-no, right?
Sure.
So the United States government gives a bunch of money to the Ukraine. The Ukraine gives it to FTX. FTX gives it to the Democrats.
Right.
That sounds a whole lot like funding your own campaign.
It's like extra steps, but it's bad because it's other people's money. Right. If Sam Bankman-Fried wanted to fund the Democrat campaign with his own money,
right,
and federal law prohibits him from doing so directly,
right.
And he found this loophole, right, and for whatever reason he was funding a libertarian candidate,
yeah. But
right, we'd be great.
But when you're taking
do it all you want,
you know, theft proceeds, tax, right? When
sure.
you're taking tax money, giving it to the Ukraine, and then funneling that from the Ukraine into FTX and funneling that back into the government,
right?
That takes on a whole different flavor.
I get it. And again, that would be the reason why this is World War III, because it's very clear and out in the open that this is one big money laundering scheme, right, to steal money from the general populace, and there's no incentive to stop the war, because then that money laundering scheme ceases to exist as well.
We are out of time. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank you, Nikki, for joining me on air tonight. Thank you to our callers and, of course, all of our listeners. If you missed any part of the show, find us over at freetalklive.com. Look for the...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.